Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with Brian Tankersley. Today, we're going to talk tax planning with a new generation product called Corvi. Now, I like Corvi for lots of reasons. Brian will talk to you more about that. But tax planning, as you know, can be hard. Sometimes we don't know which questions to ask. We can't accurately calculate tax savings. And we might want to change strategies. How much would our tax obligation be if we toggled between strategies or entities or years? And then what are all the trade-offs with entities and retirement? And wouldn't it be good to make a tax plan and make it consistent? But if you do that, that tends to take a lot of time. And, you know, so much of the time, we've got managers and staff that can't create their own estimates, proposals, and plans. And while you as a tax professional may know 80 to 90 strategies, you may not know exactly how to apply them to your clients and charge appropriate. I mean, there's so much about this. And of course, tax planning to me is a big deal. But and I think of it really as an advisory service. But so many of our firms have been doing this as a reactive consulting service. So, you know, this year, and probably for the next few years, Brian and I have been on this bent of good client experience and at proactive advisory engagement. And those two things you'll see come through in many times in our theme. Well, guess what? I really consider Corvi an interesting tax planning advisory tool. So I've talked way more than I usually do at the start, Brian. So what would you like our listeners to know about Corvi?
You know, the thing that Corvi really does, you know, most of our partner level practitioners in our firms can handle tax planning, and they have a lot of information in between their ears of how to do it, but they don't have they have a hard time getting a process for their managers and even their staff to participate in that tax planning. What Corvi really does is it gives you some automation, some processes, and some marketing and sales things to help you be more successful with this. So it gives you a tool set that you can use, that your managers can use to do most of the work surrounding this. You know, we don't have to key, for example, we don't have to key in prior year tax returns. We can just scan those prior year tax returns, even if they were done by somebody else. We can go in and turn this in here, which is, it lets you, you know, by being able to run stuff through there and then pull it into Corvi and then to look at specific tax savings opportunities, it really can help you significantly with your sales efforts where you're trying to go out and recruit and you know, get better clients and to go in and focus on a particular industry. You know, the thing that I like about this product is that it's just well thought out. You've got good materials. As we're thinking about this, you know, the value of good tax planning is only going to go up. If you look at the current political climate that we're in as we record this in mid-2021, it's very clear that the current Congress and the current president intend to raise rates pretty significantly. And honestly, if we look at what the amount of money that's been spent for stimuluses and restaurant revitalization and all the, you know, infrastructure and all these other expenses, somebody's going to have to pay for this. Okay. And so what that means is that good tax planning is going to be more essential now than it ever has been. So if you're not in this business, I think this is going to be a big part of how accounting firms and tax firms transition from the traditional, I pay somebody to do my tax return, into a more proactive, more useful and forward-looking kind of service that we make into an advisory service.
So, you know, I many of our listeners probably know this, but for those of you that don't, Brian and I have known each other quite a number of years, several decades, and we have taught together for one of my businesses, K2 Enterprises. And as we were exposing our K2 instructors to this tool this year, it was the first time that I'd had two of those partners ever say, wow, this is really an elegant interface. Now, one of those guys, you know, has a PhD in tax, and, he is very hard to impress in anything, and, you know, was just like over the top. So I would like you to understand that when we look at the competitive products, those offered from CCH or from Thomson Reuters or from B&A and so forth for planners, this is a new generation of style of product. The other thing Brian knows about me because of our K2 relationship, usually every year I pick what becomes my product of the year. And this product has a chance. It's in the running right now of being my product of the year.
Boy, we got some good products this year, though.
We do.
So even a runner-up is still a pretty good product, given the amount of change we've had this year.
Exactly. So I want you to understand that I don't, you know, I look at a lot of products, and to make it to even my top five is pretty bloody impressive for most products. So I don't want to go too much on a rant on that. But, you know, the software here is good for tax planning. It has client collaboration capabilities. It has ways to, do the client payments. And they also, as Brian has said, have programs to help you get through this. Because, you know, let's face it, your firm is probably offering accounting, bookkeeping, monthly accounting, controllership, chief financial officer. You're probably doing tax, individual and business tax, and maybe even tax resolution like we've talked about in other podcasts. You may be doing a little bit of wealth management with commissionable investment products or investment advisory and maybe insurance, but not a lot of small firms do that. And if you're a small firm, you're probably not doing some of the big firm functions of audits and reviews and so forth. But what we know is that if you do tax planning, your firm's revenue growth is likely to be high. So we can talk about it from that perspective, because Corvi has tracked every firm that's on their platform, and they're currently seeing a multi-year increase pushing 100%, about 88%, which is pretty amazing to me. So firms of all sizes are getting the benefit here in addition to their clients, sole practitioners, small firms, and medium and large firms alike are all seeing actual revenue growth from this area. But I think it's probably more important to be back into the capabilities of the product. You know, again, this product can do modeling across multiple entities, allowing you to insert, remove various pieces. So Brian, maybe I'll hit it back your way for just a minute.
Yeah, so the thing that really strikes me about this product is that it integrates a sales approach, and so it actually will help teach some of these people to sell. As you and I both know, there are tax people that can sell, but the real code heads, the people that have deductions named after them or other loopholes named after them or other things like that, those people a lot of times don't have the best personality or the best sales skills. And so this lets those let this does some of the technical work so that they you can have your wizard, and it helps your sale, your more sales oriented partners and everybody else kind of put a structure around this. So we know how to package the engagement. We know how to sell it. We know how we can deliver it. We know what the outcomes are going to look like. So many times in the past, you know, you have somebody that's tearing up, you know, their CCH and Teleconnect account, or they're going through and using their, you know, their Checkpoint account. And then they pull out some, you know, like maybe they pull out a BNA, you know, BNA Portfolio Plus that has something, some kind of deduction, and there's not really that much structure surrounding this. So with this, it's more like the artificial intelligence auditing tools, except applied to tax, where this is looking at literally dozens, if not hundreds of different planning opportunities based on the tax information that you put in. And then it will identify the ones that may be of benefit. So this way you can consider things that you might have said, well, I didn't even realize that they would have qualified for this. So it's really more of a thing that will go out and provide opportunities to you that you can then decide, whether or not to present to the client. It also gives you a high level of automation, so you can, again, scan the tax returns, have them flow directly in, as opposed to having to key it in or port it over from the other tax software. If I'm thinking about this, you know, as we move forward with marginal tax rates going up and with the budget crunches that the states and the federal government currently and the local governments even currently have, I think we've got to be better than we've had to be in the last 20 years going forward. You know, in the next 20 years, we're going to have to be much, much better at tax planning than we've had to be for the last 20 years. And, I think that you don't have to buy this solution, but I think you have to do something around tax planning in most of your firms, and getting it more structured and getting a better sales approach and better, just a better way of making sure where you have better structure so things don't fall through the cracks and you don't miss five planning opportunities that you should have brought up. This gives you a way, just like we've made audit analytics more consistent, this gives you a way of making your tax planning more consistent, which I think will make it, I think may have the benefit also of making it more defensible in court, because you can say, look, I used this system, ran this stuff through, checked the output, and I think it'll help you significantly should you get into some kind of dispute with this. I mean, I think having the extra structure and getting this into a more packaged, more deliverable, more automated platform really makes tax planning into more of a marquee service and less of a, yeah, we do that, but we don't really talk about it much, and we do it inconsistently. So it makes everything more leverageable.
Yeah. So, you know, Brian, we did not rehearse this for our podcast, but you wouldn't know that I've actually talked to multiple tax planners in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, it was, I'll call it collateral information. But their basic statements were, if you've got a business owner, a high net wealth individual that's maybe as a family making $200,000 to $400,000 a year, a good tax planning session is likely to save $20,000 to $30,000 of tax. So again, you can just start thinking about opportunities that are out there. Now, if that number is correct, and let's just say that the estimated tax savings might be $25,000, what you can do instead of doing a short, you know, tax planning engagement that's reactionary, you could do a proactive thing and get this into a recurring revenue opportunity. So you might do your planning engagement for, let's say, 30% of estimated tax savings for $8,250, let's say. And then you might have, another couple of $1,000s to implement a few other strategies. And then you still have your, business and individual tax preparation. So maybe it's $3,000 or whatever. So in effect, you know, an engagement that's saving $25,000, the client is excited about. And as a firm, you know, we just pulled in a $13,000 engagement. So the other thing that the Corvi system and most tax planning systems teach you is that you can then go on and do, quarterly work and maybe put another $1,000 in the engagement quarter that way. And you have then converted it from a preparation only environment or a planning only environment to maybe planning with prep, or maybe even better, planning with prep with quarterly planning. And I can tell
you, quarterly advisory.
Or quarterly advisory, absolutely. And I'm just watching myself and, the way my business works and the way many others do. And, doing tax planning, after the October 15th deadline and just to get the fourth quarter adjustments done, those days may not be over because there's, bigger fish to fry. There's different strategies to deploy that could help me, more importantly, help your clients in the long term with a tool that is easy to use. Well, Brian, I know our time is running a bit short here. Any final parting thoughts on Corvi, this multi-strategy, multi-entity, multi-year tax planning software?
I think firms are going to have to be cognizant. I look at the things that I've struggled with in my time as a practitioner, and the things that I've struggled with the most are packaging and making the services consistent and implementing the product appropriately and getting the right tools surrounding this. This is really more of a system for doing tax planning, is the way I would look at it, and almost like a franchise manual, even though it's not franchise. So the beauty of this is that it really gives you a way to quantify your value to your clients as you're doing this tax planning. And remember, if we look at advisory, the people that we want to be advised by are the people that have something that we want. And what business owner doesn't, or high net worth person doesn't want to pay less to Uncle Sam and keep more for themselves. And so this gives you some of that cred that can drive your advisory practice and drive your tax practice. If you're content to just let people pay increasing marginal rates as opposed to giving them proactive planning, those clients are going to go somewhere else. So I think successfully implementing some kind of tax planning is a great survival strategy for firms that want to not only survive, but thrive on a going forward basis in this increasing rate environment we're about to be in.
Well, Brian, thank you for that. And it's interesting you used the beautiful side, because the structure of the practice is important, but we can also do it with software that's actually pretty darned well thought out and well designed, from Corvi, Corvee, Corvi. And it is a pleasure to have you with us on the Technology Lab today. We'll see you again in another session. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.